Blog Talk Radio.
Everything will flow. Welcome to Supernatural Radio Show. See, that rhymed. I am a poet. Okay. thanks, you guys, for being here tonight. I am really excited about this show because we have Bill Hauser. And if you guys aren't familiar with Bill, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Bill is actually, he uses the name Cam Dewey, too. He's an independent paranormal researcher and investigator. Born in Vancouver, B.C., Canada, and that's where he's calling from tonight. And he lives on the West Coast, particularly in the city of Surrey, B.C. He's a well-rounded investigator and researcher using different types of equipment on paranormal investigations in different locations. Paranormal activities are things that he's passionate about, of course, and he's dedicated and committed himself to ghost hunting for over 14 years. He has his own personal paranormal experiences, but fearfulness doesn't stop him from widening his horizons and discovering new things. Digital, night vision, and full-spectrum video cameras are products of modern technology that make paranormal investigation and research easier for him. At present, he is focusing his research on asking questions to spirits using the following devices: EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomenon, with digital recorder, and special featured programs, Spirit Box, Ghost Box, and known as Frank Box, are samples of controversial electronic devices that get EVPs. This electronic device called ITC, which stands for Instrumental Transcommunication, is a device used for two-way real-time spirit communications, and often there are great results. So I'll bring Bill on in just a minute, and I want to also say that a couple months ago, I started to really research EVPs, and Chris at Curious Times, the show Curious Times, had used an EVP recorder, device and recorder, and I had called out to speak with Konstantin Rodova on Chris's show, and you can go back and listen in the archives, I believe. I don't remember if it was actually on a show or not, but came through the voice, what I consider to be the voice of Konstantin. Chris asked, "What is your last name?" And you hear the voice that's sort of German accent. You'll hear his voice in just a minute, but it was sort of a German accent, and he said quite clearly to me, "Rodova." Now, that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing to me, because it was not only was it a clear, you know, saying of a word that you're not, never going to hear on the radio, probably, but, you know, it was his voice. So before we bring Bill on, I just want to play a clip, because I'm going to talk to Bill about this. And the first person that I want to try to contact is Konstantin Rodova. Now, Konstantin, let me see, he came up, he was a student of Carl Jung, and he was born in Latvia. He was married. He studied parapsychology all of his life and was especially interested in the possibility of the afterlife. And he and German parapsychologist Hans Bender investigated EVPs, and he published the book Breakthrough in 1971. Rodova was a scientist as well as a practicing Roman Catholic. And then if you guys want to see who he is, you could look up his name and find out more information about him. But so this clip I'm going to play right now is quite amazing. Lots of people suspect that it's fake. I do not, however. And I know I'm a little naive, but I think that this is a true communication from the other side. Now, just so you know what this conversation is about, George Meek, who was also very instrumental in EVPs, got a phone call at his office, and this is the phone call he got in his office from Konstantin Rodeva, and I'm going to play it right now. And it's just absolutely amazing.
Hi, this is George Meek.
This is Conference in the Round. George, my friend, at last we succeeded in contacting you. Jeanette is beside me, and she wants to give you all her love. This is Conference in the Round. This is the first contact you get from us. I suppose that you can hear me.
I can hear you very well, very clearly.
Fine, so this is the beginning of a new story, a new chapter, George. You are a very good friend of ours, even if we haven't met. We will continue this. This is the first bridge we succeeded.
Thank you, dear friend. Now, you may not be able to hear me, but I want to take this occasion to say...
Okay, and that's where it ends. And in case, and that was kind of hard to tell what he was saying, but I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, "This is Constantine Rodeva, George, my friend. At last we succeeded in contacting you. Jeanette is beside me. Jeanette was George Meek's wife who had passed away about a year before this. Jeanette is beside me and she wants to give you all of her love. This is Constantine Rodeva. This is the first contact you get from us. I suppose that you can hear me." And then George Meek says, "I can hear you very well, very plainly." And then Constantine says, "Fine. So this is the beginning of a new story, a new chapter, George. You are a very good friend of ours, even if we haven't met. We will continue this. This is the first bridge we have succeeded to build to the States. Mark was contacted, and I must interrupt now." Mark, who he references here, is Mark Macy, who is still alive and who also has gotten phone calls from Constantine. I'm going to play a short clip of Constantine calling Macy. Macy only has released a couple of conversations that he got from Constantine calling him from the other side. Here's one of them.
"Morning, this is George Meek."
I'm sorry. Here we go.
As far as ITC progress here in Colorado with my group, how soon do you think we'll be able to expand into television contacts and computer contacts, or are we going to stick with voice for quite a while?
Well, as we see it, the first good voices will come through in the fall this year, and it will develop on that.
I see. I'm thinking of incorporating subtle energy technologies into the system on my side. Do these things sound like a good idea?
Sure, very good. Thought of you, and you will have to wait for the things that our group can tell you.
Okay. Can you tell me about the equipment that you use to produce such a perfect, almost perfect voice on Earth? I mean, that must take a lot of work on your side.
Well, it depends on your reception, or mainly on your psychic reception. We intend to give plans of our equipment to send them through, and we also wanted to give a sort of a map as our world, also transmitted to your world. Will be done in the next weeks or months.
That's tremendous. That's wonderful.
Okay, and in case you didn't, this was on the phone, Karen, if you're wondering where this was recorded off of Mark Macy's phone. If you didn't hear what Constantine was saying there, it's very difficult to hear. Not as difficult it is as it is for a lot of other EVPs, but so Mark Macy at the last part says, okay, can you tell me about the equipment you use to produce a perfect, almost perfect voice on Earth? This must take a lot of work on your side. Constantine replies, well, it depends on your reception, or mainly your psychic reception. We intend to give plants of our equipment and send them through Hans, who is also another ITC researcher. We also wanted to give a sort of map of our world, drop it into your world. It will be done in the next weeks and months. Now, this all happened in 1996. What has transpired between then and now in terms of Macy, I'm not exactly sure, but if you look up Mark Macy, you'll find the ITC website that he does. And he's still, you know, very much into doing this stuff and finding out what's going on. Okay, so also this is interesting to know is that they were, I guess, sitting around in 1992 somewhere at a house. And there were five of us talking cordially at the dining room table as the radios near the sofa emitted a soft blanket of white noise. Suddenly, the white noise faded away as the voice of Constantine Rodova faded in. And this is what the voice said. It can only work when the vibrations of those present are in complete harmony and when their aims and intentions are pure, which I find very interesting. Macy also goes on to speak about Nikola Tesla, how the vibrations, we all know vibrations are very important when it comes to affecting how we're feeling. Vibrations are a lot of things in our lives, and I believe in the afterlife. So if you've got the pure intentions, you've got the, you know, complete harmony, that is what we want to achieve. So I ask that anyone in the room listening to this tonight is, you know, with the most positive intentions. We're going to try to get messages through from whoever you ask on your own right now. I know in particular we have one listener who is going to be calling in later to ask questions of her loved ones on the other side. So this is also interesting, and I have so many questions for Bill. So let's bring Bill on right now. Hello, Bill.
Hello. How are you guys doing there?
Okay. Thanks for being patient. I just wanted to really play, and I know those are some incredible EVPs. What do you think about those, Bill?
Well, number one, thank you for having me on your show. I would like to say that in the ITC, you're talking about vibrations and psychic connections and all that. I think that's a very big part of the whole ITC, the underlining how you get your contact field, as they say, and that's one thing that was thrown out there in the ITC community. Is establishing a contact field. People would know it as a good connection. It could have a number of different slangs to it. Generally speaking, that is very important. One thing I've noticed is people who are mediumship skills do very well with the ghost box, and I've known a few of them myself personally, and they've done very well, and the amount of replies that have come through have been very good. So that is a very important part, is the mind connection, shall we say, and our perception and our reception with it all at the end.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You know, and I'm wondering, Bill, and I've wondered this for a long time, how easy is it or hard is it for them to come through with a voice?
I think sometimes it's very difficult, and, you know, how the energy and how it's all transmitted through at their end, and then how we transmit it at our end, at a vibrational level, if you want to call it that. I think that's would be very appropriate for tonight to refer to it as a vibrational type of energy.
Now, I spent some time with Gary Galka, who invented the Melmeter. And if you know his story, which I'm sure you do, you know that he spoke frequently to his daughter Melissa on the other side. And he said there was an instance where he was talking to Melissa and there was a fight. She was getting into a fight with someone. And I said, why would she fight with someone when she's trying to talk to you? And he said, because in order for them to speak to us, they have to come down to our level. Now, this made me think, like, wow, is it dangerous? And who are these spirits that are coming through? Are they lower level spirits? Are they stuck? You know, but I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, just like you say, Gary there, he was really inspired by his invention of the PSB-7, and that's a spirit box radio that he helped to develop and market out there. And I've used that radio quite a bit, and I've had very good success with it. And I'd just like to say he's done a great job in his areas of devices that he's put out there to the market. Now, when it comes down to what kind of spirits are coming through, well, it could be a whole host of them. It's hard to pinpoint exactly, but I do know from when I'm operating the ghost box, I do actually feel heaviness, or I feel sometimes even the presence around me. So, yeah, there is that vibrational type of connection, no question about it.
Right. But, I mean, is it, you know, I mean, are these entities that we're hearing from, you know, I mean, so you don't know, in other words, if it is like they have to come down a few notches to talk to us or not?
Well, that's a possibility. I do know that they communicate quite heavily amongst themselves with the different radios that I have, and some of the radios work really well in hearing communications amongst themselves. And it's like they almost ignore me at times, and then every once in a while you'll have a spirit that'll communicate with me, and then other times it's heavy communication. So it varies from each time doing it. Again, there's many different kinds of entity spirits out there. Again, I think most of the time I'm talking to human-based spirits that want to communicate in one way or another with me and show intelligence. So that's how I always like to say I measure my results and successes, through intelligent responses.
Right. So what is the longest EVP you've ever gotten?
Well, with ghost box work, generally speaking, you may get 3 words at a time, maybe 4, if you're lucky, 5. It's very short segmented type of words that they throw out there. And again, it's not a perfect way of communicating with a sweep radio like what they call the ghost box. It's basically continuously scanning. It does not stop. So it does offer some opportunity there. So depending on the operator, I think that's the other aspect of it, is the connection that you have with the radio. So again, the contact field. So that's very important as well. Not everybody can use the ghost box, and I've seen some people and they've gotten hardly anything come through. So it's individually based on the person and their vibrational mode, shall we say, in communicating.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a question from the chat room from Kevin, who has also created a device that we'll talk about a little bit later. He's saying, what about intelligent elemental spirits? Do they communicate with you too?
Oh, that's very possible. Again, you know, I find older spirits, especially like here in BC, I found in British Columbia, where I am, one park in particular, the ghost box did not work very well, because basically a lot of First Nations people, there was a village there, and then there was battlegrounds and also disease, smallpox. So basically, I found the ghost box did not work well, and I was with a medium, and he basically said they're afraid of this device, and so basically I turned it off, so out of respect. And so you have to look at those angles too. Are they willing to communicate? I'd say spirits in the last 50 years are more willing to communicate. I think they recognize it is some kind of radio device. So you have that recognition side as well.
Right, I know. And we don't know how. I mean, I always think, once we're over there, we know a whole lot more. But there could also be those, of course, stuck that don't know they're dead. And that type of thing. So what can you tell us, like maybe mention a few of the more helpful, profound messages that you've gotten through EVPs? I know you have a YouTube page where you post your, the EVPs you've captured. Can someone put that link in the chat? I don't know if I put it in the, on the show page or not. Yes, I did. It's on the show page. So, but are there any that you've gotten that stick out in your mind as being particularly helpful or amazing?
I would say I've communicated with spirits from the past here in British Columbia, historical figures that have been dead for, say, over 100 years. One in particular is a constable in Penticton. I was approaching him at his graveside about the fact that he was upgraded a few years ago by the local RCMP detachment and also the Freemason Lodge. They put him to sergeant for his work that he did, as well as, you know, dying in the line of field of transporting a inmate, prisoner, on a little, it was basically like a paddle boat that was going up from Penticton to Kelowna. It's a long lake called the Okanagan Lake, and the inmate overpowered the constable and grabbed his service revolver and killed him. So it was a very tragic story, very, very tragic.
Right, and what did he say?
Well, I'd asked him about, are you happy being given the new title sergeant, and he replied yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using the PSP-7
okay.
radio, and it came through. It was low, like, you know, a little bit lower audio level, but you do hear it on the video.
Right. Okay. That's cool. So when we're asking questions of the ghost box. Now, I know you spoke about this on Spaced Out Radio a little bit, but I wonder, Bill, why do we have to have scanning? Why can't we just have white noise that they could come through? I mean, back in the old days, that's what we did. We, you know, not that I'm ancient or anything, well, I kind of am, but back in the old days, we would just tune the radio to a white noise station, a station that was just, you know, on the radio that was white noise, and try to record from there if anything came through. Why does it have to be scanning? How important is that? Because it's very confusing for the listener to hear all of this, you know, music, half words, whatever, singing. It's very confusing. Why is that important to have there? Is it important?
Well, the ghost box was created by Frank Sumption. And he had read some article in Popular Electronics about the communication of spirits through means like that. And so he actually built a device called the Frank's Box, as he called it. And then he started actually building quite a few of them and distributing them around. And the thing is that's just another form of ITC. So there's many different ways of communicating in the ITC. Like you say, you can go on white noise in between radio stations and hope to pick something up. That's very possible. Or you can use old tube radios and go right in between the frequencies there. And they just have a different feel, different, like you say, a vibrational mode. They work quite well. There's many different ways. There's the direct radio response with rocking between radio stations. That's kind of like the earlier version of a ghost box. See, what Frank Sumption did, basically, he automated a radio so it continuously scanned. So that's where he's really got the notoriety around with his radio. And then from there was many other radios, Joe's box, there was Steve's box, you know, and then PSB 7 and later PSB 11 and many other ghost box radio builders out there like Andy Openlander, Craig Manchester, Jay Prather, and Andre Wallerit, and, you know, many really good guys out there building quality radio so that can scan like that. So that was the cool thing, is this is just another way of doing ITC work.
Okay, and what device are you going to be using tonight for us?
I'll be using Jay Prather's radio like I used on Spaced Out Radio. That's the direct link. It's a unique radio because you are the antenna. There's a little connective plate on the side, and then I just touch it, and then that's how we get reception. So I find that radio just has a whole different feel and the way things come through on it. Yeah, you're going to hear some remnants of broadcast radio on that, but again, that's all part of the Ghost Box experience. So, you know, it is scanning pretty good, so it's got a good scan to it.
Yeah. Okay, so can we, now I played Constantine's voice, if it was his voice, from the other side. If you heard his voice, his living voice, it's much like that, but not so, you know, gravelly, so to speak. So can we, Bill, try to reach out and have Constantine come through at first? You know, then we'll move on to other things. But can we ask him to come through? And can you ask that he tell us his wife's name or what is his last name and perhaps who he's there with, if you would please do that?
Okay, I'll do that. One thing I'd just like to say, with a lot of these voices that come through, there might be a slight little distortion from when they were still living. Again, I mean, you could really get technical and really analyze process methods of comparisons of voices there. I'd say you'd probably get a very close match, that's for sure, on a lot of these. I know it has been done by some researchers. So they have looked at those angles of, you know, seeing, is this really that voice that came through or is it not, you know, or is it close to it? So those are some of the things that have been done in the past.
Right. Okay. Well, see, I'm just trying to do this as so we have some comparison, you know what I mean? Like that
yeah.
We hear his
well,
voice.
We have to think too. I mean, he had a European accent, so again, that's little things that you'd look for, and his talking, he was probably a bit more deeper voice in general. So, you know, you look for little characteristics like that as well for those kind of responses.
Right. Yeah, very interesting. So whenever you want to fire that up, we can listen.
Okay, just give me a second here, and I'll get it going.
Sure. Thank you, Bill.
Hello, I want to contact Constantine. Is Constantine there? Constantine, what is your last name for us? Constantine, do you have a message for us? Constantine. Could you tell us where you are right now? Is that possible? Any messages that you would like to say to us, Constantine? Okay, well, we thank you very much. Okay, I don't know how clear that came through, so.
Yeah, well, we can hear it very well. What do you think, Bill?
Oh, okay.
Did you hear anything in there? Did you hear anything in there?
I did hear one voice that sounded a bit more slightly heavier, maybe a possible European voice. But, again, I really can't say that was him or not. So, yeah, I heard
right.
a lot of other voices coming through. But definitely that one voice stood out a little bit that possibly could have been a European-type accent.
Well, I thought I heard, and I actually exclaimed into the microphone here, I thought I heard Rodova in that voice. Can you, Bill, I don't mean to be a pain in the ass, but can you ask one more time for him to say his last name?
Okay, I'll do that. I'll really push for it and see what we can get.
Thank you.
Constantine, can you tell us what your last name is for us? We want confirmation. We need your last name mentioned to us. Is it possible that you could do that for us? Can you say Rodadoff? Okay, well, I think it's hard to hear at my end because of background noise here, but because I'm on the same location as I did Spaced Out Radio.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah, I did hear voices coming through, but, I mean, what did your listeners hear so we have many ears listening?
Yeah, did you guys hear anything that sounded like Rodova or his voice? I'm curious. I did, but it was, I guess, because I'm thinking, I asked Constantine earlier to come through that he's going to actually do it. but Chris in the chat room says, no, she heard someone say, call Constantine. So that's interesting. I don't know. But, okay, so what we want to do here is to ask if anyone on the other side that is connected to anyone in the chat room to come through and say the person's name. Could you say the person's name that are in the chat room? And, I assume that you guys have silently asked or out loud have asked someone to come through perhaps and give you a message. So can we do that? And one question before we do that, Kevin wants to know if you've ever left the device on for a long time, like overnight or something.
I have left it on for a while, and actually I've done that on investigations, and it seems that it's sort of perked up activity. That's one thing I've kind of noticed. So I haven't left it on like overnight, like 8 hours or something like that, but I have left it on for at least still a good 3-4 hours sometimes. But, yeah, it basically it seemed to perk up a little bit of paranormal activity on location there. So it's interesting what it can do.
Right. No, I bet. Okay, so can we proceed with asking any, positive spirits to come through and speak to our listeners? If anyone on the other side would like to come through, I appreciate it, Bill.
Okay.
Hello.
We're on a radio show tonight, and we have listeners, and we have people in the chat room, and we want to know, do you know anybody in the chat room? Do you know their names? Can you tell us their names, please? What names are they in the chat room? Know anybody else in the chat room? Their names too, please. Thank you. Okay, I hope came through nice and clear.
Yeah, I definitely heard Jennifer, and some other people heard Chris and one Henry, but I heard Jennifer. And Jackie heard Jenny, too. And that is the woman that we are going to bring on to ask questions of a couple of her loved ones on the other side. Her name is Jennifer. So, so you do these so quickly, Bill, that I'm like, oh, can't you just leave it running?
We're sort of doing them in segments here, but I could let it run for a little while. But again, you know, it's an interesting. You know, that's the thing, is the perception of the operator. Sometimes I don't always hear what you hear, and then you don't always hear what I hear. So that's interesting. We have many listeners tonight listening in. And then when you do Ghost Box sessions, I always recommend make sure you record. That's one of the key things. Treat it like you do an EVP session. So make sure you use a digital recorder or, you know, even a video camera, whatever. Just record it. That's the main thing.
Right. So can we do like maybe a 4-minute sweep asking those same people of the loved ones in the chat room to come through? Someone heard Donna. There's a Donna in the chat room that thought she heard Donna in a familiar voice. So can we do like a 3-minute stretch where we ask anyone that is related to anyone in the chat room that wants to come through and speak their name or their loved one's name. Ask the loved ones to say their own name. Yeah.
Yeah. The address it is that. Okay, let's turn it on.
Thank you.
Hello. Is there any loved ones here that are connected to the people in the chat room on this radio show? Can you please communicate with us? Any loved ones here on the other side that know anybody in the chat room here tonight? Please make the attempt to communicate with us.
communication.
We would like communications. Anybody on the other side that knows their loved ones in the chat room, call them out. Say hello, whatever. Give them a message. Please. Anybody on the other side that knows their loved ones in the chat room on the radio show tonight to call out? Give them a message if you can. Anybody to call out that are related to anybody in the chat room. Anybody on the other side that knows any of their relatives in the chat room? Call out to them, please. Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay, I hope that came through really well.
It did, Bill. Thank you so much. One listener whose name is Marie, she heard her name pronounced in with an accent as her mother would have said her name, Marie. Also, someone might have heard Kristen or Krista. And there's a bunch of other ones. I thought I heard Rodova again. I'm told to give it up here. But
yeah, you never know.
I know. Anyway.
Well, maybe he will come through tonight. So.
Yeah, I'm quite certain that he will. But so, Bill, have you ever gotten an EVP that scared you? This question's coming from Kevin in the chat room.
A little unnerving at times, but I would not say fully scared. Again, I felt like the presence of them right beside me, but I would say, no, I haven't really been scared per se, just a little taken sometimes by their presence close by. It's very strong energy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say no.
Right. And when you have you done sessions where you're just in a room with, say, three people? Has that been – have you had a better reception when you're just with a couple people or alone, I should say, too?
Well, I've done it in, like, basically on public events where I've had, like, a full room of people and going around and actually some of them wanting to make contact with their mom and dads and people living, you know, on the other side that they knew and stuff. So we've actually had some success in communicating with their loved ones. So it has worked quite well with a large group. And I have worked, you know, with smaller groups of people, and that works quite well as well, and also worked quite well by myself. So,
right. Bill, do you feel like after doing this for so long and being a paranormal investigator that you have developed any skills of your own, such as mediumship or psychic abilities or anything like that?
I would say I'm probably a little bit empathic. Some of my medium friends out here have commented to me and said, well, you're more connected than you really give yourself credit for. And so that's why you do well with devices like the Ghost Box. So, yeah, I would say I'm more of a beacon now than ever before.
Right. Like they're getting to know you, right?
Oh, yeah, they know me. They'll call my name out. And I get a lot of voices thanking me too, so that does happen. I get that as well, and different ones too. It's not always just the one person, but I do get other voices and they thank me.
Right. So interesting. Now, but you're just like, you know, why I find you particularly interesting as a ghost hunter and a EVP, you know, sort of expert, is that you seem like such a normal guy, and I think you are. I mean, you don't put on airs or anything like that. You just say, so how, you know, do you ground yourself or do anything before you do these sessions?
Yeah, I did a little bit of prayer beforehand tonight and always did that and allow that I do a good job too and being able to act as a, you know, kind of like a medium in a sense, you know, to help channel this energy of voices to come through. So I do that and protect myself, ground myself. And then when I go home tonight, I'll make sure the incense and prayers in the house so that nothing negative will be occupying my living area.
Yeah. Have you ever, you know, have you ever been followed or, you know, seen an entity or anything like that from doing this work?
Well, when I first started doing ghost hunting, a long time ago, but at least well over 15 years ago, I had an incident early on where I went into one cemetery. It was the second oldest cemetery in British Columbia, and it was in Victoria, BC. And what happened was I did my investigational stuff there, and I was doing a lot of filming that night, and I started actually feeling really, the energy drained out of me, very sluggish, very slow, and a little lethargic, and you could look at me, I was, like, very pale, so I had the energy sucked out of me really good, and so that sort of smarted me up to what's this whole thing about grounding and protecting yourself, so I guess maybe that was sort of the rule of hard knocks to learn how to do it. And from then on, I started learning. And I've always been around a lot of mediums and psychics and that. So they always gave me good little tips. And then, you know, you do a little bit of research yourself about it. And, it's very important to do that when you go out on investigations or your own personal research is ground yourself.
Right. I bet. Well, I thank you for coming on and you know, experimenting with us with this. I really, really appreciate it. I know you must get sick of that EVP sweeping for EVPs. You must hear it in your sleep.
Well, yeah, I mean, it can sometimes get a little annoying, but, you know, I just – basically, you do it now for quite a while, so I would look at it as, you know, you kind of build a tolerance, shall we say.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so we're going to take a little four-minute break here, and when we come back, more with the Spirit Box that Bill Hauser is giving us, and you can find Bill Hauser. Look at the – if someone would put the link at the top of the show page into the chat room, I would appreciate it. You can check out Bill's – all of his EVP clips on the YouTube channel. And also read about his investigations that he's done. So thank you very much. We're with Bill Hauser, and we will be back in about 4 minutes. Okay, thanks, you guys, for being here.
Back to my pain, like the one.
And that was the Screaming Trees, Nearly Lost You. I love that song. Okay, we are back with Bill Hauser, who is very well versed in getting EVPs with a variety of different EVP recorders that he has gotten over the past 15 or 16 years. And we have been trying to contact those loved ones on the other side. And we have a special request. We're going to bring on Jennifer, who is going to talk about a little bit about, she's going to ask a question of some of her loved ones on the other side. And we did hear Jennifer and Jenny being said in the previous Ghost Box sessions that we just did. Hi, Jennifer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty stoked, too. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Very nice to meet you.
Okay,
there.
So
you too.
Jennifer has a couple questions she would like to ask. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I want Bill to ask. There's a piece of property that you're aware of in Missouri. There's something very special about this property, and I'm just asking my loved ones if they can say their name, which I'm pretty sure that this is them communicating. But if there's something I need to know more about this Missouri property, because it is going to be a fight to get my hands on it, but it's pretty important for some reason. So if they could just give me any insight to that. Once I heard the Jennifer and Jenny again, I know, I did just ask that I did hear. I wanted to hear my name. And my dad did call me Jenny growing up, and my late husband also called me Jenny. So, and I know I have good line of communication with them. So that is my question. If anything that they want to say, I'm willing to hear.
Okay. Yeah, so Jenny definitely was used a lot by your father, I would assume.
My father, yes. My late husband called me Jenny, too.
Yeah,
I go by Jennifer.
Quite common, but yeah.
Yes. And that was him that came through at Dave's the other night, too. So.
Yeah. How about if I address when I turn on the ghost box, that I have Jennifer's request about the property?
Yes. Thank you so much.
So, yeah, we kind of zero it in. Okay, I'll turn it on. Hello? I have a request from Jenny to her father and other relatives about a piece of property in Missouri. Do you know anything that you could give us insight on? What do you know about that property in Missouri? Give us some insight, please. Jenny wants to know. What do you know about that property in Missouri? Give us any information on the property that Jenny wants to know about in Missouri. Is Jenny's dad out there? I'm calling on you to give us some information. Do you have anything you'd like us to know? A message? Oh. Tell us about the property in Missouri. Jenny would like to know. Is there anybody from her family right now that wants to say something? Jenny would like to know. Getting back to the property in Missouri, what do you know about it? Thank you very much. Okay, I hope that came through well.
Yes, it did. Jennifer, did you hear anything in particular?
No. I thought I heard, go get it. But that's just... We will be dissecting this archive. Chris, did you hear that too? Chris is saying she heard it. I did hear, go get it. And I do I've got goosebumps. I've had them all evening, but they were very intense, and I heard, go get it. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I believe I heard your name, actually, Jennifer, being called out
Yes, I'm sure you did.
And Chris heard Bill, too.
That's really interesting. Go get it. So maybe that's the message that... Someone that knows you from the other side.
Yeah.
That's close to you, very close in your family.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, go get it.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
All right, thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we have about 20 minutes left. So Chris is asking, can you send me these recordings of the sessions, Corrine? Yeah, so I don't know. You're recording these, right, Bill?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in my car right now, so I don't have that ability to record, and I have a lot of external noise outside. So
that's okay.
Well, you guys have an archive file, I believe.
Yes, we do.
For your
show? Okay.
Yeah, I would suggest the listeners go in there and they can listen. That would be the best way.
Okay, cool. Okay,
yeah,
that's
what I usually do sometimes when I've listened to or been on a radio show. I'll go and listen to the archives.
Right. Okay, so let's call Bill. Let's give another shout out to Constantine. Right.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
Never know. He just might be alerted now that we want to make contact with him. So let's try it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Constantine, are you out there? Constantine, run it up. Yes, contact us. We want to hear your voice. How are you, sir? Mr. Rodoroff. I know he's dead. We want him to contact us. Please make contact with us. Constantine Rodoff, are you out there right now?
Because.
You have a message for us, maybe? Constantine, are you out there? We'd like to make contact with you, sir. Mr. Constantine Rostov, are you there, sir? Okay, well, we thank you. Okay, how's that there?
Well, it sounded good. You know, I keep thinking I hear his voice starting and then it stops. But how long do they actually have?
Yeah, I thought I heard Macy's voice, or not his voice, but as someone mentioned his name, Macy, his last name.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, do you know this answer? I don't know, Bill, but how long do they have to talk to actually give a message before the station sweeps? I mean, do they have, you know, can they just talk through it all?
Well, it's going pretty fast, so they remodulate. That's the theory, to use that fragments of broadcast radio to remodulate themselves. That's the kind of the theory behind the ghost box. I would say that, I would help them, personally, I believe that the ghost box kind of acts like a way of opening a possible window of opportunity of communications, kind of like a portal.
Right. So do they have to, you know, like Kevin's saying in the chat room, they have half a second to say something. Is that true?
It's possible. Those are more technical side questions, but I would say that the answers that you're going to get when they do reply are very short. So, yeah, I would say that's very possible.
Okay, so the first EVP I ever got was by accident. It was on a show I did a few months ago, and I had a medium on, and we were talking, and I didn't listen to the archive, but my friend Chris in the chat room listened to the archive of it, and she heard an EVP, and the EVP was saying, Corinne, and it was very clear, Corinne, like that. Now, this is why I'm thinking like that, you know, I mean, I know that was few and far between that you can get an EVP like that. I know others who have gotten EVPs on Skype as well. So I'm wondering, you know, and of course I'll keep experimenting with different things, but so Chris is going to actually play that EVP. So she's going to, let me unmute her. And so you can hear this EVP. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, so
hey.
Just a sec. I'm just getting it up now into the player. And thankfully, I'm all set up this way that whatever I play on my computer will play through my my mic here. So,
Well, if she's unplugging it on.
Yeah. There it is. Hang on. So what you have is you have Corinne, and then you have at the end, well, all that is it's that little clip looping three times, just so that everyone can hear it clearly, instead of having to stop and rewind and stop and rewind. So so here you go. Here's the full thing.
Close. Well, she's just unplugging it on you.
Yeah.
Close. Well, she's just unplugging it on you.
Yeah.
Stop. So that was on Corrine's show, and they weren't attempting to get EVPs. I was just listening to the archive, and I heard that. I'm like, that is so an EVP. And I get impressed by those ones because they're, and we contacted, we tried to do as much debunking as we could. So there were three people with their microphones open at the, or the people who had their microphones open at the time, I think was Jackie, the guest, Corrine, I think just those three people. And so we contacted them all. None of them had any noise going on in their background or any kids running around or anything like that. And so pretty much I was fairly convinced that that was definitely an EVP on her show. I have a quick question since I'm on, Bill. And I'm so you're in BC, are you?
Yeah, I'm over on the west coast of Canada.
Cool. I'm in Alberta. I'm in Edmonton.
Okay.
So listen, I believe that you have the RT EVP 2-in-1, so the sort of like spirit box plus electronic record, like the digital voice recorder, all built into one. You have that unit?
No, I don't. I have something similar for a setup like that. I have the EVP field processor that I use on investigations, so you could listen to an EVP live, like in real time.
Yeah, okay. No, I thought by just reading the show description, it sounded like you had the exact same unit. One of your toys was the exact same as mine. So my question was, there's the kind of spirit boxes that sort of like open up and then close, open a door, close a door, open a door, close a door. Then there's the linear, the ones that sweep linear. And so it's like they just sweep, 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 and it's not like opening and closing. That's the best way I could describe it. And so this RT-EVP I have, you know, it allows you to sort somewhat adjust the speed that it sweeps through linear. Do you have any idea how quick your unit is sweeping through? Are you on FM or AM, or what are you on?
I like to use FM a lot.
Yeah,
I have used AM on, like, say, the PSB7s and some of the Hack Shack models that I have. I have two Hack Shacks, and then I also have a Sangene model radio as well.
Uh-huh.
Except those ones there, one thing is their preset scanning rate, so that's the only downside about using them. But they have gotten me some good stuff. Like that's how I first started, was with the Hack Shack model, and I hacked it myself, and it worked very well. So at the beginning, so that's what kind of got me going.
I totally wish I had one of those, a Shack Hack, you know. But I have, and Corrine like got me a birthday present, and she got me this RT-EVP unit, and so it does allow a little bit of adjusting in the sweep speed, and then it allows me three different bands, you know, that I can select, you know. But so I just was curious if you happen to know how good. Some people were thinking that your unit was sweeping quite a bit faster than mine, and I do have mine set on the fastest sweep rate that I have. And so I just didn't know if you knew off the top of your head how quick yours sweeps.
Well, I'd say they're going at well over 100 milliseconds, you know, at least well over that. So, again, I don't have a dial on it, so I don't know. It hasn't, you know, there's no dial display. So I just go by the sound of the radio. So if it's clicking faster, you know, I know I'm going faster, but it is a fast variable sweep rate, and that does give you a bit more advantage than preset stuff. Again, I mean, the device you're using, I believe there's a slight delay on it, so That was probably why I decided to go for the the EVP field processor, because basically you get it in real time, basically.
Well, and what I do with mine is, because you're right, it's a complex little machine, and so the way I do it is I set the repeat to zero, and then what I do is I just do the quick session, and then it takes me just a couple minutes to take it off the unit, upload it onto my computer, and then I'm playing it on my show. And then I can stop as soon as someone thinks they hear something. I can hit stop, and we can rewind, you know, and play with it that way, so I can still get a pretty quick turnaround time doing it that way. And then there's no confusion of, because the annoying thing for me is speaking over a your potential EVP that's coming in, and when it's set on that delay thing, like a 15-second repeat or something, then it can just get chaotic. You know what I mean? And you could potentially be speaking over some great EVPs. So I just set it to zero. I do the session, and then I upload it, and then we're listening within a few minutes. So interesting. So what is that exact unit that you're using right now?
It's called the Direct Link, and again, the antenna system is a plate on the side, so if you touch it, you are now, your conductivity of your body acts as the antenna. So you really couple yourself to the device, shall we say, and that's one thing that really drew me to getting this radio. It's built by IDC Devices. Jay Prather, does Ghost Box Building, does the custom builds, and he does a really good job. And, there's many other custom built Ghost Boxers guys out there, like Andy Openlander and Craig Manchester and so on. So, yeah, you have some really good opportunities there. I mean, yeah, they are a bit pricier than, say, if you're going to go out and buy a PSV-7, but they do give you good results, and, it's great.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Corinne.
Yeah, very, very nice
to
meet you. And, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chris. So Chris is she is the host of Curious Times, which is on intuitalks.com. It's a fantastic show on every single night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, check that out, you guys who don't know about that. It's a really great show. She's got excellent guests on there almost every single night. She is on every night, but different guests all the time. So, Bill, you know, why I asked you to be on this show, part of the reason I asked you to be on this show is because you actually use a purple energy plate.
Yeah, I remember when we briefly discussed that in the chat room on Space Out Radio.
Yeah. So I think that's so cool, because a lot of people, of course, don't know what they are. And so it's cool that you use a purple plate. And we should all use them. So if you don't have one, go get one. Oh, man. Okay, so we have about 8 minutes left. Can we try one more sweep about people in the chat room?
Okay. Turn it on.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Hello? Is anybody over on the other side? No, anybody in the chat room on the radio show? Can you call out their names? Something that you know about them? You know them? Any family members on the other side that know anybody in the chat room? Just call out to them, say hi. If you have a message, that'd be great.
Thank you. Well, who do you know there in the chat room?
What's your name?
Call their names out. Okay, well, we thank you very much. Okay, how did that sound?
It sounded good. It sounded good. I mean, a lot of people heard different things here in the chat room.
It was almost like they're showering us with many voices.
Right. So, I mean, do you go to a certain place in order to get a certain outcome? Or like, where are you right now?
Well, I'm at the same location was basically where I was the other night with Spaced Out Radio, beside the school, an elementary school that's now being torn down called Fleetwood Elementary. And just generally, it had a lot of history with paranormal activity, and so... Right now, the property is in transition. I don't know exactly who has control of it or what they want to develop it. So maybe commercial, who knows. But anyway, I go to many places, actually. So my own personal research, for videos, I go all over. So, yeah, I just sort of pick them out of thin air, shall we say, where I want to go. So I see, you know, what would give me possible good opportunities.
Right, and yeah, like I said, from your YouTube page, people can listen to many things that you have done in various places. So can you tell people how to contact you, Bill?
I've been up in the interior.
Mm-hmm. So can you just tell people, like, where to find you?
They can Google my nickname, Candoe, Candoey. That will get me a lot of stuff up on, you know, about my name, shall we say. And that's one way, or they can visit my YouTube channel, user Candoe, and Audioboom site. That's where I have a nice selection of audio files that have been highlighted. So they're very short segments. And that's a good place, too, to go. I really suggest people listen there as well.
Right. Okay, cool. And once again, Bill, you're a great guest. I loved having you on and talking about all this stuff. I think I know a lot more than I did before you came on, so I appreciate that very much. And perhaps in the future you can come back and we can delve into some more stuff, you know, with EVPs and such. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. I so much appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Actually, tomorrow night, I'm going to be hosting on Spaced Out Radio. So he's doing a ghost investigation. I'm going to be with them on that ghost investigation. And so tune into that. That's not till 1 o'clock in the morning, unfortunately, on the East Coast. But after that, we'll figure out what's next. And you guys take care of each other. Thanks again, Bill Hauser. Check him out, you guys. Check out his different clips. And we will see you very soon. Take care, Bill.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.